Glossary letter T. Tabao kolaho asano kalahin. Praise be to the highest in the creation, which is man. Tamaguna, static force, the crudest force in the creative force of the universe, the operative power of the three gunas. It is through the crudifying ability of the tamaguna that the consciousnesses have been made, crudified, thickened, and enabled the manifested universe to be created. It is also responsible for the feeling of I have done memory in the individual mind and universal mind. Tamaguna is also responsible for the state of ignorance, crude consciousness, or unawareness. It is the source which binds the soul toward becoming self-centered, narrow-minded, lost, and having a feeling of separation from the universe. It is the same as devil. Tamasic. When the tamaguna is dominating in anything, it becomes tamasic. For example, tamasic foods are those in which the tamaguna is dominating, and they crudify the consciousness. Tapaloka, beyond the mental world. The sixth loka in Sanskrit. Taslim, to surrender, to submit, is the root for the word Islam, meaning to be surrendered or submissive. Tat Tuam Asi, I am that also. God is everything. Telepathic ability. The ability to communicate only through the use of mind waves. Temple. Symbol for the body and also the universe as the temple of God. The body is a universe too, as it has all the ingredients which can be found in the universe. The soul of man is the god of the body. The nucleus, soul, of the universe is God of the universe. The buildings as temples are an external expression of internal truth. They are an effort to create a symbolic physical structure for the spiritual meaning of temple. Also, a building as a temple will become a center of worshiping and gathering for people. This is a social significance, besides spiritually reminding people of their duties to God. Third eye. The spiritual eye of the human, which has been closed. It is, however, present as the pineal gland in the center of the brain. When the spiritual aspirant opens this center in the middle of the brain, he can grasp the realities of the spiritual world. His eyes will be opened. He is no longer dead. He will become different from the people of this world. The three gunas. The three forces in the universe as sattva, sentient, raja, mutative, and tama, static. In the operative state, they are the same as the creative force of the universe, prakriti. They are also the three parts of the universal mind and individual mind. The three gunas and consciousness are a part and parcel of one entity, inseparable. Consciousness is the controller of the three gunas, and the three gunas are the creative power of the consciousness. Time, place, and person. All things in this universe depend on time, place, and persons involved. In any situation, the action or decision can be from ignorance, irrelevant to that situation, from passion, being for selfish gain, or from knowledge, relevant, correct, and divine. Tawhid, God is one. Tawhid is one of the three principles of Islam. The two others are Mawad and Nubuwwat. In its more expanded meaning, Tawhid means that all things have come from one source or from God. So God is everything, and everything is one. This is supported by the sentence, "And to Allah we return," which is repeated many times in the Quran. It means that we have come from Him, and we should return to Him. Or, in other words, He is everything. In a narrower sense, Tawhid means that there is only one God to be worshipped as the Supreme Being. There is no God other than He. Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil. To follow one's own feelings and judgment as guidance, rather than to follow God's laws, commandments, and guidance. That is exactly what the woman did. She saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, temptation. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat. Genesis 3:6. She did what seemed good to her, so felt it was all right. But the result was to fall into misery and confusion. In fact, that is the reason for the miseries of humanity, because they do not follow God's laws and examples. Instead of sharing and cooperating, they follow the rule of taking and create confusion because of their crude minds under the influence of the tamaguna, devil, serpent. So they become fallen men. Tree of Life, Immortality, and the Way to the State of Pure Consciousness. Tribulation, Corrective Punishment to Guide Humanity. The law of karma works both individually and collectively. This can be realized by observing individual lives and also history. In fact, history is an especially good lesson to observe and learn from. If the human learns these lessons, he can create a proper environment to live in. Otherwise, the suffering will continue to be on earth. True leaders, same as paravipras. 24 elders. The 24 elements in the body and universe. These consist of the 15 fine organs in the body, the 5 panchatattva, 5 organs of the senses, and 5 organs of actions, plus 5 basic elements, ethereal, aerial, luminous, liquid, and solid, and the 3 levels of the mind, the 3 gunas, along with the elusive I am, as a separate entity. These are symbolized as, or correspond to, the 24 elders in Revelation 4:10.